Yeah.
I saw for plenty of mama kids till I make it.
Yeah.
No, in that time was no help. I didn't even ask for help. Baby. He was, he didn't got the help when he was a student.
No. He didn't have to. He had a good woman.
He had a good dog.
Well, I've got to, oh, it's getting late now. Yeah. I've got to ask you some more questions.
All right.
What did you do after you left the pants factory? Did you do work after that? You didn't
have to. No, see, I got sick. That's what I left. I wouldn't left it.
All right.
I got sick. And the kids were in Jamaica. I live. The kids with the wrong mother said, by time you should stop.
Right.
And my kids is not too expensive. I'm not either. I could take address and make an address and make an address of the kids.
Yeah.
How much I make them of getting of them too.
If you could live this part of your life over again.
Yeah, but now I'm a little bit nervous. That's what my daughter said, Mother, look what you went through. Why you were not nervous that time?
Yeah.
Now I can't stand it till somebody does anything of
I
can't say, why did you put that? That I'm a beside and true. I don't believe it sometimes I can live.
Yeah.
And now that takes one kid something. How they took the mother.
Did you like music and opera and things like that? Did you do any of that when you first came to Pittsburgh?
I didn't have the time.
No time, all right.
No, I like you.
Did you go to the Yiddish theater?
Yes. I'm going out to see you, Mrs. Miller. It takes us to the Fiddler of the
Room. Oh, you'll love it. It's great.
My children too happy, Mrs. Miller takes us.
Yeah, but where did you go to Yiddish theater here?
Some was Yiddish theater I go sometimes. Also was in Israel in the manors. Was a good picture in Israel.
Yeah.
I went that time.
Did you use the public library?
No. See, I don't have time for this. Even now, I don't take it nobody. I like to do everything myself.
Now I want to ask you a little bit about your religious life.
Yes.
When you came to the United States, did you think of yourself as a religious person?
I tell you, I was used to religion. But when you have to work to make a living, and you ask me to go say it at the work, I didn't say no.
Mm-hmm.
Because then he's going to put another girl. I would never.
That's right. Did you attend a synagogue in Pittsburgh?
Oh, sure. I used to go to Margareta.
Margareta.
Yeah, and I used to belong to the sisterhood there.
And did you light candles in your home and celebrate holidays?
Sure, dear. Candlestick, manga, all the time. My kids is used to, they stitch too. They still remember.
When you first came to Pittsburgh, did you feel any change in your health due to climate or food or anything like that?
I was healthy, that's why I must make it that much money. The Shiksis used to walk with me, they used to call me the train. I was too fast. I was strong. As much as I walk more, the money makes me strong. I feel strong.
Then you didn't need any medical care at the...
I came here, got this, and it's not far from the building. They're nice here. But the first year when I came here, I started to be sick. I started to see...
When you first came to Pittsburgh?
No, here.
Oh, no.
So not was the building's fall, but I have a bronchitis a little bit now. Listen, I went through plenty of...
Yes, you did.
Is maybe to Fendera bring something which was not good.
That's right.
But now when I don't do anything, that's just started to work in me. Ah. Oh, I got that big doctor and I take medicines.
Yeah. But when you first came to Pittsburgh, you were very strong.
Oh, strong. I was healthy. I'm telling you, I didn't know. How could I do this with the girls? Shakespeare used to call me the train. He put a back with pins. It didn't took me long to do it.
What were the first organizations you belonged to in Pittsburgh?
Pittsburgh, the Pioneer, I belong.
Pioneer.
I belong in the Bekehoilem. This I like, this is a good help. So I have a lot, so but somebody needs more. I belong to the, it cost me $5 a year in the Bekehoilem, $7 a year in the Pioneer. Yeah,
Did you belong to some organizations that were set up to give charity? Did they give you Pushkies or anything?
I used to go, years ago, I used to go with the Pioneer, Pushkies for Israel. I used to go around.
And did you contribute in any other way? You belonged, you had membership to the organization.
Sure, I'm a membership in the Pioneer, in the Baker Island, and in the Adas, they're calling the Margarita Shul, they're calling Adas Insurance. And they are there in the sisterhood I used to belong. Because I used to live in East End before I came here.
Yeah. Where did you go to have a good time?
I'll tell you the truth. I didn't go back to... I was too busy with this when the girls grow up and they ever had a white boys. They used to come from, they said, Mother, make me the bed. They said, fix my nagging. I was busy with them and I was happy with they going up and they came and they were good. And thanks God, they have good husbands. I'm very happy.
Their kids
are educated good. They have educated kids.
Isn't that wonderful?
Yes, and nowadays they should know Muslim.
That's right. Did you know of the YMCA or the Y in Oakland, and did it help you in any way?
They didn't help you. I used to go sometimes.
Were there any non-Jewish agencies that helped you?
I didn't go for help in the place. As soon as I started to make $10 a week, it's enough for me. And the kids started to go, before when they little, they went to the tuba factory. And they then right away to Frank and see the server, Sarah, and that's a good help, it's a good teaching for them. The $2, Sarah, they were very happy with the $2.
I'll bet.
And she didn't took them long, they made them steady. But that was not 16 years. I have to go and to make papers. And once a week, every Monday they used to go to school, and then they were instead in Frankenstein's. I'm telling you, Frankenstein's is a big thing for a girl like this.
Sure.
Nobody would do
it. How did you meet people during your first 5 years in Pittsburgh? You had family.
I had family, thanks
God. How many brothers and sisters did you have in Pittsburgh? Three brothers?
I have one brother is dead. And sisters, I have... four sisters and they died and their husband died. Maybe you know the Luicks?
I know the name.
Carl Luick? Yeah, Carl Luick's my sister's son.
Yeah.
Carl Luick. And now the Orvin Luick, his wife died last year. He's an accountant.
Yeah, I know the name, but I don't know them well. Were you friendly with any non-Jewish people?
No, I didn't go there. I don't know today. Yeah.
All right.
Did any
of the people you met at the beginning remain your lifelong friends?
I tell you, when I was working 10 years in the art closer, I was very friendly with the, and I used to talk better than I talk now, because I was all the time with the gentle people, and they used to like me, I used to like them. But then I quit for a long time. I don't even remember them. Maybe when I see them, I wouldn't recognize them. It's been a long time.
Where did you celebrate Seder? With your family when you first came? With your brothers and sisters and your children?
Yeah. I'm telling you another story. My good grandchild, which I told you about him, he's a doctor, but he's educated to Jewish art. He made one Seder and he called students from the Presbyterian, which he used to have called.
Oh, my.
And he made that Seder, so it was very nice.
I bet that was.
Oh, my son was quelling from them.
Yes. But during the first 5 years, did you maintain any contacts with people in Europe? Anybody you left behind?
Yeah, I see the people, not with I left them, but with they here, and now they know me. See? Uh-huh.
Did you write to people in Europe or any other?
I used to have the brother in Kiev, and I used to have his children, but they died. Mm-hmm. We used to send packages out there. But who knows if they're there now?
Are you an American citizen?
Yeah, sure.
How did you acquire your citizenship?
I went, and I have to tell them everything. The first papers I got the first year, but the second papers took me back. But I have a second. And my children is a citizen.
Oh, sure. When did you first vote? Do you remember?
I used to live in East End then, that time, as I used to would.
You don't know when that was?
I can't remember ever.
All right. Do you remember what political party you belonged to?
Sometimes I go to Bnei Israel. Sure.
No, your political party. Were you a Democrat or a Republican?
You see, when the kids wouldn't, they take when I come to. Because I don't know who's good. I just the same don't know. When they go, they take me.
All right. Can you tell me where you met your husband? In Europe? In Russia?
In Russia? In man, this was, I told you, was my mother used to live, they called a lot of Sermat Fasabator now.
What was your marriage date?
I should remember.
Yeah. If you can, it doesn't matter.
No, I can't.
You were married in Europe.
Yeah.
And your husband died. How long were you married when your husband passed away?
My oldest girl was 8 years old. It was 9 years.
Was your marriage prearranged? Did somebody arrange for your marriage?
Yeah, I think in Europe you have to make a matchmaker.
Did any of your family or friends marry non-Jews?